Okay, this is Parak Hay in Hilchos Psulei Hamukdashin. In the previous parak, the Rambam dealt with issues of, let's say, for instance, losing an animal that you, what do you call it, separated out as for a korban, and then finding it after you separate a second one. Here, the Rambam is going to deal with money. It's a little bit of a shorter parak, so let's get moving. Halacha Aleph, Hamafresh Ma'os Lechatasa Umeis Yelchu Ma'os Yamela. So if a person sets aside money to be used for a korban chatas, and let's say the animal dies. So what does he do with the money? The money is basically thrown away. Let's say you set aside money for a korban chatas and you lose the money. And then you bring a second korban chatas to the mikdash. And you find the money after the atonement phase. That money must be thrown away. Let's say you separate out money for your korban chatas and you lose it. The hifrish ma'os acheros tachtein, and you separate a different money to replace that first batch. The little hispik likach behen chatas, and you didn't actually purchase a new korban chatas. Ach nimsu ma'os veshonos until you found the first funds. Yavu me'il ve'il lechatas, you bring from both for a korban chatas, and anything left over vashar yipul nadava. The remaining money left over should be used for a korban nadava. Halacha gimel. Hefresh ma'os chatas. Let's say you separate money for a korban chatas, the avdo, and you lose it. Hefresh chatas tachten. You have a new korban chatas underneath it. V'lo hispik lakriva. You didn't have time to bring it. Ad shenimsu amos, until you found the money you first lost. Very chatas balas mom. And then it turns out that the sin offering has a blemish. Timachar, you sell it. V'yavu me'ilu ve'ilu chatas. You from the proceeds of the money you bring at least a korban chatas. V'ashar yiblu nadava. Any money left over you would use for a korban nadava. Halacha dalet. Hefresh chatas of the avda. Let's say you were mafresh for you separate out for korban chatas and the animal's lost, and you separate money to purchase a new korban. So you didn't buy new korban chatas until you found the first korban chatas, and it turns out and this first one that you lost and now you found has a blemish. You sell it, and now you take from the proceeds from both, meaning the original money, it should be the second money as well as the money you got from the korban chatas as a mum. You purchase a chatas with it, the shayibu nadaba, and the leftover you use for a korban nadaba. Halacha hey, hifresh shneit sibore ma'os achrayus. Let's say you set aside two piles of money that you're going to use, either one or the other, to buy a korban chat, to a korban, miskaper ve'echam mehen, so one of them you do kapara with, v'asheni yipul nadaba, and the other one you use to purchase a korban nadaba. Halacha vav. Hamafresh chataso, let's say you separate a korban chatas, od me chataso, or the money for a chatas, ukusavashu chayev. And he thought that he was chayev, he was obligated to bring a korban chatas. It turns out he's not. All right, these monies are considered to be not hektish, not consecrated. Let's say he set aside two animals or two piles of money or the amount for two korbanos. So chayev shtayim, and he thought he was chayev in two. But nimtzushin chayev alachas, and it turns out it's only chayev in one korban. Yavi achas, he brings one, v'ashar yiplo nadava, and the remaining funds should be used for korban nadava. Let's say a person picks up money with his hand, or he's collecting money. From this, I'm going to bring my korban chatas. Anything left over is considered to be non-hektesh. Yearly, the Rambam surmises, there's a kavachomer, bishar karbanos, shemosar chulun. By all other karbanos, not just a chatas, anything of the leftover would be considered non-hektesh chulun stuff. A mafresh ma'os minchas chote. Let's say someone sets aside money for a flower sin offering, behavi mehem minchasa, right? And he brings mincha from those funds, osh hifresh minchas chote b'otira, or he separates out for a minchas chote and his leftover, hamosar yavim minchas adava. The leftover you should bring as a voluntary mincha. Aval mosar asiri sa'efa shal kohen gadol, but any leftover from the tenth of the efa of the minchas of the kohen gadol, shehi chavisin, remember that's the chavisin done every day, yirakev. So that needs to be left out to go bad. The chay moser lach toda, anything left over from the bread offering brought with a toda offering. Moser lach mosha nazir, anything left, any bread left over of the nazir, your kavu should be left around. Moser demei nechas nisachav, anything left over, any money left over from libations, yipul nadava should be used for voluntary offerings. V'arbiyanu b'shkalim should moser shkalim kulan. And we've already explained in Hilchos Shkalim that anything left over from the stuff, from the funds, is considered non-hektish. Okay, halacha tes mosar kine zavim. So money left over from the what they call it, the pairs of birds brought for a zav, kine zavos, also for a zava, kine yodos for what they call it, woman gave birth, chatas or shamos, sin offerings, and Ashamos offerings, Mosraim, Yupil Nadava, anything left over from those are used for voluntary offerings. Vikavu Olos Moshrianu, and Ola sacrifices are brought as the Rambam explains. Moser Ola Ola, Moser Shlomo Shlomim, Moser Mincha Mincha, Moser Pesach Shlomim. So again, leftover Ola for Ola, Shlomo Shlomim, Mincha for Mincha. Now, anything left over Pesach is used for Shlomim because Pesach is a type of Shlomim. Moser Nazirim Nazirim, anything left over from Nazirim is for Nazirim. Moser Nazir Osa Nazir, anything left over from a specific Nazir is used for that Nazir. Medvar Morim Shem Moser Chatas and Adaba. This is only in a case where what do you call it? Where the Moser Chatas is used for a voluntary offering, the Chatas Gvua. For fixed chatas, about mishu chay b'korban olav yored shehifrish maos lechatas behema veheani. Let's say someone's chay in a korban olav yored, and he separated out money for the chatas, and then he gets poor. Okay, chatas animal, and he gets poor. Maybe tachdeim oaf. So he brings a bird instead. Umechalan al oaf yena mehem, and he goes ahead and transfers, so to speak, the kedusha to the oaf. Vechen mifrish may oaf ani. Let's say he separated out money for the bird, and he became poor. Maybe tachdeim asir se'efa. He brings instead a tenth of an efa for mincha. The chala malas aleha, and he transfers the what he called the money, the monetary amount from them. The end of ahem, he can benefit from that previous thing. Halacha yud, hivrish behema benafu b'mum. Let's say he separates an animal and it gets a blemish. Timacher b'yavi de me'o. He should sell it and bring the proceeds. Bring with the proceeds a bird offering. About him hivrish ofen ifsab. Let's say he separated out a bird and it became bad. Lo yavi b'dava masir seifa. He should not bring an asir seifa with his money. She'in of pigeon. Because you can never redeem a bird, which you saw previously, k'mosh v'anabi surei hamizbeach. Loch yid alef, kol chayave kinin shabatora shifushim ma'os kinin. Because any time there's a chiv to bring pairs of birds, right, and you separate out the money to buy those pairs, rotz l'havi chol ma'os chatas of l'vada yavi. If he wants to use all the money to bring one chatas of, he can. Rotz l'havi ben olas of l'vada yavi. If he wants to bring one olas of, one complete burnt bird offering, he can. Afilo Amar El Dmei Chatasi El Dmei Olasi. Even if he says this money's for my chatas and this money's for my ola, Yisho the Arav Amos. He can mix up the money. Likach Behenke Echad Chatas of Olasi, and he can buy his with one either chatas or ola. O Likach Bechol Chatas O Ola, or with entirety either a chatas or an ola. Chena Kinen Misparshos El Bakichas Abaylam Obasi Zekon. Because the two birds are not separated out through simply the purchase. It's when it's purchased by the owners or by the actions of the Kohen. Halacha Yud Beis Vikach. Therefore, im efrish ma'os l'kinin stam emeis. Let's say someone set aside money for a pair of doves and he dies. Yipukul also namaos l'stim l'nedava. All the money is therefore set aside for a nedava, a voluntary offering, sharei kulan ruin l'ava ola, because all of them can be used for a korban ola. And finally, halacha Yimel, misha haya mechuyav chatas, someone who's obligated to bring a korban chatas, amar, and he says, harei alai ola. He says, this is going to be an ola sacrifice, v'hivrish ma'os, and he separates out money, v'amar elu l'chavasi, and he says, this money is for my obligation, rotzol ha'vi ben chatas behema yavi, he can bring a chatas from that money, olas behema yavi, or he can bring an ola behema from that money. Meis, let's say he dies, v'niach ha'maos, right, and the money's left over, yefli ha'melach, that money should be disposed of in the Dead Sea. Okay, that ends Perek Hey. We'll pick up Perek Vav tomorrow.